Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
You're Jess.
Yeah.
Helping you out there. I'm Jen. Hi everyone.
Listen, I am psyched to hear this interview because I wasn't there. Jen and I, maybe you guys are picking this up. We are doing some interviews solo. Maybe you heard last week I think it was last week by now. Time is
2 weeks
strange.
Ago. Last week was our Ulta Beauty special.
Yes. Okay, thank you for keeping me on Cal. Okay, so I did an interview a couple weeks ago with the incredible Dr. Harvey Karp. And now Jen is doing this amazing interview with the Add to Cart hosts. We're doing these interviews, A, because we are very busy women, so we're kind of spacing things out a bit, but also we really just want to kind of give ourselves some time to explore different areas of the beauty world and really dive deep with our guests.
Yeah. And so you'll hear some more of those throughout the year. There'll still be joint interviews all the time, as you've probably already noticed. But I got to talk to Suchin Pak and Kulap Vilaysack of Add to Cart. You'll hear about what that podcast is all about in the interview, but let me just give you some brief info on the host. So Kulap is an actress, comedian, writer, director, and showrunner. She's appeared on shows like Parks and Recreation, Happy Endings, Reno 911. Oh my God, I used to love that show. And she also created a reality show spoof called Bajillion Dollar Properties. And she directed a documentary, which was all about her family. It's called Origin Story. It was amazing. Suchin Pak is a television news correspondent and host. She was a correspondent for MTV and like various programs that they did, especially the MTV Daily News. Remember that? From 2001 to 2007, she also narrated MTV Cribs and True Life. She hosted a show on Planet Green. She was a video correspondent for Daily Candy. These are like two of our LA friends now. What can I say? Both Sue and Koo live in Los Angeles. And their podcast, they joined Lemonada Media. That was in 2020, last year, to host this podcast and start it. They also produce it, and it's called Add to Cart. So we'll start out talking about that, but then we're going to get into some beauty stuff, some shopping stuff, some Sue and Koo stuff. I hope you guys like it.
Awesome. I'm psyched.
Hey, well, Koo and Sue, welcome to Fat Mascara. I feel like I already know you. It's that
same
thing about podcasts where you're like, oh, they're my best friends. They just don't know I exist. welcome to Fat Mascara. I want to congratulate you, by the way. I just saw that Add to Cart was nominated for an iHeartRadio Award.
Thank you so much.
And then it's an honor.
You know, these awards, they mean everything.
The don't world. They? It's the reason
the
we do it.
Most important, you know what I mean, of them all. As Kulop said, when we are nominated, it's the most important award.
Well, no, I prefer it over the love of my family and my husband, who oddly, I guess, I separate from family.
Naturally.
And I like to say, it's just an honor to be nominated, right? I hope you win, though. So for our listeners who aren't familiar, like I said, I've been listening to Add to Cart, but how would you describe your show? Ku, do you want to go ahead and start? I know with two people, it's sometimes hard, so I'll just call you guys out
here. Oh, yeah, of course. You know, our log line is, it's a show about the things we buy and buy into and what they say about who we are. So really, I think it's about the intimacy of sharing ideas and things that we've added to cart as sort of a starter to reveal what's going on in our lives.
Ooh,
absolutely.
Cool. So I love that.
Thanks, Sue.
You should do a podcast with her. She's great, isn't she? This makes me think your relationship together. So you're both the hosts. Were you guys friends when you started the podcast?
Yes. Yes, we knew each other prior.
And how
friendly? Not as deep as we are now.
Boy. That's why I asked, because my co-host and I, like, we were acquaintance friends.
Yes.
And then the listeners came along with us on a journey, if you will. How has working together changed your relationship? Su Chin, do you think it's changed at all?
Yeah, Ku and I knew each other in a very specific context, and we always liked each other.
What was the context?
Well, we were organizers of we are organizers within the Time's Up organization for the AAPI group. And so we were working together, you know, whether it was for social justice or community building, you know, having conversations around identity. So it was pretty serious, the sort of like environment, but of course, Ku and I were always the children in the back giggling in the church pews. Do you know what I mean? You know that person at that place where it's just a giggle fest? And so I think we always knew there was more. And boy, have we been both unpleasantly and pleasantly surprised at each other's the darkest corners. And like you said, every week I come and I think, is there anything more to share? And then here we are, you know, we're deep diving into our deranged shower routines or my obsession with hiking socks as sleep aids. You know, they're just, it's a myriad of things that we're discovering with the audience.
Yeah, we're getting into each of our unhinged minutiae.
Is it like things you didn't even know about yourself until you said it out loud to each other?
Is that, that's definitely true for me. Ku, is that true for you? I feel like she's a much more grounded, self-aware person. I am a blind mole rat, as I like to say, just sniffing my way through life. But Ku,
I would have said that prior to doing a autobiographical documentary where I aired mine and my family's laundry. And so now I feel very kind of like open to...
She's talking about origin story. Absolutely download it, stream it, rent it, buy it. It's excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was vulnerable. And then now toileting habits are like nothing, right?
Let's
talk about toilet paper gel.
And exactly. And then it's my turn to sort of be shocked by Su Chin not only revealing that she changes her underwear four times, aghast that not everybody else does it.
Is that in one day?
Yeah, and I run into this wall. I like to call it a wall because I go full force into it without any knowledge that it's weird. And then I say something and I know by Ku's reaction immediately, like, I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, I mean, almost every episode with like, I don't know if this is interesting. And then she buckles in and it's generally something that she finds totally fucking bizarre. And I had no idea. That happens all the time.
no, the human experience, you know your own.
Yeah.
So you think it's the everybody else's, but I guess doing a podcast about what people put in their cart is like, we're going to learn real quick that you are not like me.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're better, maybe you're worse. I'm not even going to get into that. So I wanted to, before we get into what we put in our cart, so I can get subversive with you and learn more about both of you, I have to ask you about this because, so I have a, you know, we have a beauty podcast and I've noticed after I left women's magazines and lifestyle magazines where I worked, I don't know if it aligned with the pandemic, so I don't know if it's that, I've noticed I have a lot of guilt about adding waste to the world. And it's mostly in the form of packaging because I try to be green in a lot of ways. But when you're talking about consumerism and buying stuff, like it comes inside other stuff, like you get boxes and you unpack them. Do you guys ever struggle with that guilt? Like, please help me.
Hmm. Yes. And, but it's all connected to how well I am at any given time. So how mentally and like maybe not depressed or in some sort of lower frequency do I care more? I'm just being honest. Because when I am in, I try to be very mindful and about what I buy and how I consume, except when I'm in verging on some sort of depression and then all bets are off. I'm just being totally honest.
No, I get it. I feel like if I'm thinking about alignment, it probably also aligned with a really tough part in my life. And you're already feeling bad about other stuff. Let's just add on this guilt. Why don't we?
Yeah. And you know what else is happening? I'm not being mindful in this time and in this moment, I'm not being mindful about what I'm eating or drinking either. I am I'm a morass of feelings. All of my holes need to be filled. The
hedonism
voids,
and feelings.
Like it's just... I'm struggling. That's when I don't. But for the most part, I do try my gosh darn hardest as a woman of means and of intelligence to be a good human and participant in this cooperative world. So I try, yeah. And at times I fall short. 100%.
Sue, how do you reconcile those two things?
That's I don't know what the right Greek analogy is. You know, that's Sisyphus. That's a slippery slope. That's not Greek. That's a, you know, that's a cliff we're
Sue?
All jumping off.
Did you just mention Sisyphus?
Sisyphus. Syphilis? No.
He's the rock pushing guy?
Yes, the rock pushing guy.
No, that's a slope. But, we're going up the slope.
Yeah, and also, Sue, in Greece, there are slippery slopes. I don't want to correct your correction here, but everybody's got slippery slopes.
Everybody needs a hype woman, you know, like who? Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that we can be mindful of, but it just is, you know, you take one step forward and then there's eight steps back. Like, yes, yeah. I'm mindful. Like I wash all of my Ziploc bags. Like my kids they get scared when they come home because they know I'm going to say, where are your Ziploc bags? So they're very, you know, terrified of leaving their snack bags at school. But at the same time, you know, I'm priming it, I'm targeting it, I'm Zaraing it, you know? So I don't know what, to me, when-
Maybe
when
it's balance, because that sounds like balance. I wash my Ziploc bags, but I'm still going to order on Amazon Prime if I need something.
I think so. I think I was talking about this with a friend of mine. If we can all strive for like a B-minus life, we would be really happy. And I think a lot of times-
That's interesting, because I feel like, I don't know if it's a woman thing, but don't we all strive for like, oh, it's got to be A+ or else we failed. Oh,
right, yeah. Right.
A+, you know, what's the minus for? You know what I mean? Like that whole thing, bringing home grades. But yeah. I struggle with that. And, you know, my grade is a C+. Some may strive for a B-. And what that means is, a balance. And some of that, I think, when you said that, to me relates to my obsession, and it often blows up in my face, of trying to find the most effective product, you know, at a great value without the cost, you know what I mean? Like associated with it. Like for me, somehow mentally, a beautiful piece of packaging for $200, you know, feels like a waste, which is why everything I buy looks like it comes from, you know, the back of a pharmaceutical, you know, drugstore. Like it doesn't, like for me, it's like, making sure that the things I buy are actually effective. Like Ku and I talk about this all the time. I'm very wary of pretty packaging. And that's not scientific. There's no evidence-based anything to what I'm saying. It's just my way of trying to figure out how do I, you know, get that B minus through, you know, all of this buying.
The flip side of that is that, Sue, if you added all the things that you bought at discount that didn't work, would it equal?
In the garbage can.
Exactly.
Didn't I say syphilis?
Yes,
I
said you said syphilis. You said at least three things.
Well, this is why you listen to the podcast, because we'll let Sue do that for us so she can like buy and then recycle or trash all the stuff that didn't work and then land on the thing that should get added to cart, right? Yeah.
Right. And she doesn't trash it. She still has makeup from her MTV days in the early 2000s.
No.
There's things that, there's decisions I've made.
A frosty lavender shadow for the brow bone.
They're more like, they're not even in the packaging. You know what I mean? They're like things that I scooped into containers that have just traveled with me. It's disgusting. I know, but I can't throw anything
away. We're not judging.
I am judging.
There's a dozen people listening who do the same. You guys ask your guests a lot of times, like what they're shopping, like how to describe the type of shopper they are. So I want to, I started off with that consumerism, question, just because like we are going to talk about stuff. So I don't want people to think we don't think about that, because I know you both think about it. You talk about it on the show. But I want to ask you guys about beauty philosophy, something similar. What is your beauty philosophy? How would you sum up the way you approach your appearance? What's your beauty philosophy?
My beauty philosophy. I like to look at an easy, natural look.
Okay.
I like to look, yes, thank you, Sue. It's dewy. It's as if
she likes to look. She likes to look like a damp mochi ball.
Thank you, know? You so just, much.
Just in both texture, sheen, and visual style.
Just a sweaty rice ball. I like to look effortless. While fully acknowledging I am effortful.
Got it. So on the shopping side of that, the beauty shopping word, like how would you describe that to get this effortless, dewy look?
Oh my goodness. Well, yes, that I am 100% somebody who is like, you like that? Okay, I'll try it.
Okay, open to new experimentation.
Then we'll run with it to a place that you didn't ask her to run with it.
Yeah, no one asked.
No one asked. That far.
And
She's committed. She's right there from the beginning. And then she'll just even go that extra mile you didn't even think was there. And you're the one that recommended the product, you know?
You've created a monster.
Yeah.
And it is cool.
She's right.
Sue, what about you? What's your beauty philosophy? And then conversely or alternatively, whatever, what's the shopping side of that?
Well, I don't know if it's one and the same, but I talked about it a little bit, which is like, I want great value for my money. Period.
Is that the look you're after?
Yes.
Yes.
She looks like she got a great bargain of value.
Yes.
Yes. Like that is a woman that is somewhat kept herself up, but it doesn't look like she spent too much money, you know?
So I would say it's like you're not trying too hard. You want to look good without looking like you tried too hard or spent too much.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm willing to live with the cost difference in my face. You know what I mean? I'm willing to live with a few more brown spots, a few more sags, and a few more wrinkles. I'm just trying to, like I said, get to that B minus. Like I don't need to spend the time and the money to get that flawless, you know, J-Lo face. You know, I'm okay with let me look as close to 40. Let's say that. Let's just shave off 6 years, you know? Like, I'm okay with that.
You bring up something interesting. I know you guys talked about this recently, like all the in-between things. And I feel like the three of us are in this in-between age, if you will. Like, not in the 30s, not at menopause. How do we reconcile that? Yeah. So you said you're willing to live with some brown spots and wrinkles. How else do you guys deal with that as your appearance changes? Like, are we fighting every bit of that change? Are we accepting? Where are you with the whole aging appearance situation?
Talk about your hair.
Yeah, definitely. I love to keep my face tight and right. the my hair during the pandemic, in the past, I was platinum blonde, like, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. I've never been afraid of dyeing the hair all sorts of natural, unnatural colors. In part, I've always had gray hair since I was 16, little bits here and there. And now during the pandemic, I've just let it go. And it's been this interesting battle with myself because sometimes I'll go, this is cool. And sometimes I go, I really hate this. So, but part of me, guys, I gotta say, I want to see it. I want to take it down to where my hair is like fully natural and gray to like my chin. And I'm really close to that. And then assess from there. Because part of me, there's something about like what society says, I shouldn't do that. And so that I want to rebel against that. Two, I spent so much time dyeing my hair. I want that time back. So I'd love a world where in my dream, I can keep it. I'll just keep it this way and I'll be fine with it. But at the end of the day, it's kind of my right to do whatever I want with my hair. So if I feel like it's not kind of my right, it is my right. So if I feel like I want to go back to something, then I'll do it. But
have you ever thought about speeding up the process, like getting a colorist to get you to your gray color so you don't have to go through the grow out phase?
Well, the problem with that, and it's really close, is that I'd still be doing the whole like as it grows in kind of thing. And I want to take it all the way down to see what it's like.
No, there's like, this is a specialty in hair coloring now.
Oh, okay.
Where they will let you, all you need is like a good inch or two so they can see the gray pattern. And then they'll take the rest of the length to match the gray pattern. So technically you would never have to dye again.
Well, that's maybe my person can't do that, but her take on it is the way that my hair is, it's so spread out. Like I don't really have.
Okay, we don't know yet where your gray is going to be, what it's going to look like.
Yeah, I don't have like a big chunk or anything like that. It's really just so spread out that it would be painting strands. And again, that would make me be waiting a long time in which was not what I want to do.
I'm going to check back in with you when you get to chin length and see where you are with it. Cause I like that you're on a journey, right?
I'm on a journey. Yes.
So what about you? You don't mind a couple spots and wrinkles. Have you like taken it to the, I'll get injectables and that kind of thing, or I'll try a nice cream, but not the $300 one.
I'm definitely on the verge of trying something with syringes and knives. You know, I'm just going to be really honest.
Knives.
I'm at that age where I just, all the serums aren't going to, you know, keep this thing.
They can't,
keep this thing, you know, from falling off of my face. For me, I'm like, I just want to look good for my age.
Yeah.
Period.
I get that.
I have no desire to.
You don't
want to
look back the way you did.
But you never did.
Booty shorts.
I never did.
I never did. I like to
definitely saw you on television in a crop top.
Crop top. I mean, maybe. What I wore on MTV, I give to the gods, you know? So for me, it's just about that. Like, it's not necessarily about chasing a different age or a number or a version of myself that was. Mm-hmm. I just want to look like the best, well-rested version of like where I am right now. And that takes a lot of work and maybe some surgery. Go on.
Well, I want to know, is there a product that you've purchased that at its heart is helping you there? That's like about dealing with the effects of your luck. Like this is the thing that's like my aging buddy here. Skincare product, perhaps,
yeah,
that you've become recently.
Okay. I think.
Let's get into it.
Well, I think this is something that you guys, you know, have talked about. And I think with skincare, it's the number one thing is consistency. I think a lot of times what we do is because there's so much out there, I mean, talk about waste. If it doesn't work right away or immediately, then, you know, it's just not working. So, and we're kind of sporadic about it, right? Like the texture of my skin has completely changed after discovering double cleansing. You know what I mean? Like the way that the
products... What's in your double cleanse regimen?
Well, I think the double cleansing thing, you know, it can be almost, you know, I don't think it can be complicated. I think it can be something as simple as, you know, you can start off with micellar water and then do, you know, a water-based cleanser, I brought some stuff.
What is it for you?
The new thing that I've been using, I've been talking about this skincare line a lot, Naturium. Have you guys covered it on the podcast?
I don't think so, but I'm familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. So they just came out with this cleansing balm that's incredible. Okay. That's not too, because sometimes you can get a cleansing, like your first cleanse can be even too oily for me. You know what I mean? Where like you're trying to wipe off all of the excess oil, you know? So now you're working extra hard. This one I really liked because it came off immediately, but also I'm very sensitive to smell and I can't have any kind of even essential oil smells because I think a lot of natural products have essential oils as well. So there's no scent to any Naturium product that I've tried. So that's a really good
one. Do you still do a cleanse after? Because that's the balm, melts away the makeup.
Melts away the makeup. And most importantly, because I don't wear makeup every day, is SPF. Like if, you know, I'm reapplying that thing. Yeah, that thing is caked on. And so then I've been really loving this one. It's a small, I want to say Korean brand. It's called Nours, K-N-O-U-R-S. It is a Korean brand. And
she does like it. It's almost empty.
I'm only bringing the stuff that I actually use. It's oil to foam. So it's, my skin is very dry.
Yes.
So I don't, it's okay with a little bit more cream and oil, you know, even in the cleansers. But this is also really nice because it doesn't feel stripped afterwards. Like I hate that feeling when after you've cleansed, you're like, oh no, my face feels Noxzema clean and that's not good.
No, we all learned that. So for you, like as much as there's a brown spot serum and things, it's the double cleanse that's keeping your texture in check.
Yes, because I just realized that, you know, just over time, and this is all stuff that if you're a skincare, you know, sort of junkie, you know, but the importance of like starting off with a clean palette to then put all the serums on and or, right, a clean palette to then see really what you're working with, you know? I just think that that was a game changer for me when I discovered that.
Cool. What about you? Is there like an anti-aging or, I hate using that word, but you know, a skincare product that keeps you looking, what did you say? Tight and right?
Yep. Tight and right. I like to keep things tight and right. I can't say that there's one. I mean, I think it's more of my baseline of having, being equipped with 10 steps. But I...
You're a 10-stepper?
I say I have 10 steps, but then I decide what I do. Like, because sometimes I'll double cleanse, sometimes I won't. Sometimes I'll put masks. So to me, I like to say...
You have them available to you.
A painter has many types of paints. And depending on what I've put on my face... the condition of my face, the dryness is if I'll double cleanse, if I'll double moisturize, if I'll, you know, use the Naturium BH liquid to just kind of get us to one.
Wait, what do you mean get us to one? Like peel it off? Like
oh, no, we're not peeling. That's like, no, peel.
What is that? What does that Naturium BH do for you?
To me, it just preps the skin and to whatever it takes on. But I'll, you know, we have a friend on the podcast, Dr. MD, who's not a doctor. Her name is Mahandra Delfino. And she's got great high touch items that she like swears by. So I'll try her Slurp Laboratories niacin or what is it called? The niacin.
No, I have all of it. I have all of it and I'm so confused. I can't wait.
And I fold that in and I try it and I try it until it's done. Like I ain't wasting anything. If I purchase
you're a good consumer. You know, 30 days, you're good like that.
I'll try it. And certainly my skin has improved since the podcast. But guys, I gotta be honest, my skin was good before. So there's... To me,
it's good you didn't make it worse. I feel like some people, discover beauty and then they go all in and start messing with their barrier and everything gets messed up.
No, I'm, you know, my friend gets upset with me because he's like, you don't talk about that, you know, you're starting off at a good place. And it's like, all right, you know, nobody wants to hear it, but it's true. And so for me, it's about maintaining. And you know, I'm Asian. And so I know that around 75, it's going to slam.
It will collapse.
I'm going to slam so hard into age.
Oh yeah. A dried prune out in the sun.
All of a sudden.
75 is pretty good.
I know, like, but it's going to be, I go to bed overnight. Like this. In the morning, I look like Pat Morita. Wash on. off, and I know that's coming for me. So let me say right now, guys, that my skin looks good. Let me have this. The days are numbered.
Yeah, we've got like two or three decades.
We're on our way to decay and death. Like, let's enjoy
kind of,
this.
Wait, you're okay. Is that a known thing in like among Asian women that like, oh yeah, we look great until we don't?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And is this something you talk about with your aunties and your moms and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that's they're just like, let's keep it real.
We've seen it. We've observed it.
Yep. No, we live
with
it.
That's when the knives and the needles come out.
There's a poetry to it of like, you know, you do all you can and then when you wake up and you look like that, that's how you look. And then it's okay. You know what I mean? And then we enter another phase in our life and we're, you know, docents and art gallery owners. And do you know what I mean? We're making bento lunchboxes.
Yeah, but you made it through your earning years. So forget, you know, to 75.
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of women, because, you know, they're at the workplace and they want to feel like competitive and like they can, you know, there's ageism that exists. Yeah. So there's part of like when you're trying to earn money, you feel like you have to do this stuff to look a certain way.
Yeah.
I guess at 75, one hopes that we're all comfortable enough that we could just be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go be a docent.
Nothing sadder to me than when it, where I walk around and live and I see women just like holding on to their 70s and 80s. And I'm just like, but you look so unhappy. Like, this is not, do you know what I mean? Like, it just feels like I want to be at that point in that phase of my life where what I look like is the last thing on my list of concerns. You know, I'm trying to check off things on my bucket list.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So you mentioned something about looking well-rested, and I feel like this is a theme that comes up a lot for the two of you on your podcast, like sleep and how we get it.
Yeah.
I agree here. Here's a place where products really do help, for me at least, enhancing the sleep experience.
Tell.
If you had to pick one product, I know this is tough, but like one product that makes sleeping better for you. And Sue, you're not allowed to say your hiking socks.
Oh. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
Wait, I want to hear what your product is. I'm always,
it could be a mattress for all I know, but like what helps you sleep better?
Yeah.
Oh boy. What helps?
And it's a product? You want us to come up with a product?
Oh, sure. If there's a rule or a ritual, but yes, a product is what I was thinking.
I mean, okay. So I, Sue and I are the opposite on this. So I feel a little bad about that just because I get a lot of sleep and am very well rested. And that is sort of my MO. And
thank God.
If I don't get well rested, I'm just such a nightmare. So I'm going to say nice sheets. And the sheets that I have yes. are white linen parachute sheets.
Are they actually linen?
Yes.
Ooh, you're like, I love that. Okay. Sue, what about you?
Well, you know, it's just going to be pills for me, you know, and what type of pills? And it's a rotation of pills because my body gets, you know, your body gets accustomed to certain things. So you got to shake it up. I shared with Kulap, I just came back from Paris. Mm-hmm. And again, this is one of those things where I shared and I thought it wasn't a big deal. And turns out she was delighted at how strange it was. But when
Sue, real quick, Chet, when you picture a trip to Paris and you like, I'm going to go shopping. What items do you think, like what comes
donor
up?
Donor meal effervescent tablets.
Yes.
Okay.
I literally buy sleeping tablets when I go to Paris.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right.
Is that where we're going with this?
I stand corrected, Suchin. Go ahead.
That's what I do when I travel.
Which one do you buy?
Well, I have no preference. I want all of them.
Okay.
So I go into as many pharmacies as I can and ask for tablets pour
dormir. I think this is totally normal.
Yes. And I want to try all of it. And I was telling Koo, because in Europe, right, the standards are different. They have so many more varieties of non-chemical pharmaceutical sleeping aids. I mean, I'm also going for the pharmaceutical sleeping aids. But I'm wondering if you're using the same one that I just discovered. I have
two that I
want to bring up that I've been using. I bought...
How many?
Somewhere around 18 bottles of sleeping pills, but not 18 brands. Like some brands, you know what I mean?
What does that mean? That would be crazy.
If I could discover 18 different brands, but I was able to probably discover maybe 8 different brands, and I came home with around 18 bottles. But anyway, the two that
Thank you. Bless you for doing this homework
for
us.
I am bringing, and this could be your thing, is your thing the Dormamil effervescent?
Dormamil effervescent tablets, yes.
Dude.
What are the chances of the 18?
Dude.
They are the shit.
Dude.
Jen, I feel like it's high. The chances are high with that many that you...
Really?
Yeah, I do.
A discovery for me. Clearly, Sue thought it was a discovery too.
Oh, total
and
discovery.
And now we're like... So why do you like
okay,
those?
So first of all, I didn't want to bring anything on that A, wasn't going to work, and B, that you couldn't actually get. Because what's worse than someone saying, oh, where do you get that? I got it in Paris at a vintage market. You know, you're just like, fuck
yeah.
off. But so this you can actually buy online. I saw... the effervescence. Did you know that you can get this online? I'm done.
I mean,
these days, I
feel like through a weird Amazon marketplace or something, you can usually get...
You got the effervescent tablets. I'll be interested to try that because these aren't effervescent tablets.
Oh, you have the regular pills.
I have the regular pills. So.
I like the ritual of drinking the fizzy water because I feel like that makes me feel like I'm winding down.
Right.
But and you like how you feel in the morning afterwards?
I feel great in the morning afterwards. But I also... Okay. Supplementing it because this ain't going to do it for me.
Okay.
I discovered these. It's from a company called Arco Pharma, and it's called Arco Relax, guys.
Do you take these two things at the same time?
I sure do.
Okay.
I sure do.
We are not doctors. This is the point in the show where I say that none of us are doctors.
No.
Talk to your doctor about the medications you're taking.
Yeah, and this could put you out for days. I have no idea.
But it works for you.
I don't sleep. I never slept as a child. I never slept as an adult. I don't sleep. Sleep is a huge, I would say it's the number one anxiety-inducing thing in my life is sleep. So this may put people out, you know what I mean, for days, and I would not recommend it for me. So I start off with the natural, you know what I mean?
Arco Relax.
Yes, Arco Relax. It has melatonin. It has other herbs. You know, it's very, and it has, I think, 1, you know, milligram of melatonin. It's a very small thing. And if I feel like, oh yeah, this is doing it, I'm done with that. And if not, then I've been supplementing it with this thing. Donut.
Is it Dorna or Dona? I always say it wrong.
I don't know.
We'll put a link on our show notes, but that'll do it. Yeah.
That'll do it. And just a half a tab. Like I know you're doing effervescent. So maybe
I only do a half.
So you only do a half. So it's 15 milligrams. You break it in half. You can break it in half very easily. They have a line, right, to do that. So just a half. And it's been working pretty good. But again, I'll hit my wall with this. And which is why I have 18 bottles of other French pharmaceuticals that I'm very excited to try.
It's like that thing with shampoo and lip balm. Like at a certain point, you've been using it and everything has to be consistent. But you're like, I feel like it stopped working. I don't know.
And that's why every painter needs to have a variety of paints.
Quite a palette.
And they're a 10-step palette. So like, what's the best thing that you've added to cart in the last, it's been about a year you guys have had your podcast because of a guest's recommendation.
Guests. Because of a guest.
Because that's not when I know I've been like influenced when someone comes on. I'm like, I'm going to buy that.
I feel like every person that's come on, I have purchased something. there's so many.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Mahondra always has really, we purchase everything Mahondra comes and brings on.
You know, as I get older, guys, you know what I should try is what Mahondra suggested was that spermicide, which does not sound great, but it is a supplement for the brain. And I've been finding lately, like I just can't pull references as quickly as I could, being of somebody who was trained in improv at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. What else do I have but that? And that seems to be fading.
I was going
to
say, this is like a skill set I definitely think you do have.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk about spermicide? No, what is
spermidine? No, spermidine.
You haven't used it.
Oh, by the way,
don't do that.
Now
one.
Now I think about it. Spermicide is a cream that you put on your vagina. I was like, spermidine is what Mahondra suggested.
I don't know if my brain is past the spermidine account, but I took that. Didn't do anything. I'm still as foggy and I think Mahondra is younger.
So, okay, speaking of added to cart, you also remove from cart. I love this whole idea of removing from cart. So many things I want to remove from cart these days. But what beauty product or ritual, like beauty service ritual, are you just like, nope, no thanks, remove from cart?
Well, I would say doing the entire 10-step thing every day and every night. Like that's like, that just doesn't, and I did it. I did it for like years. But at a certain point you go, well, what is working? And do I need all of this all of the time? And the answer is going to be no, guys. But like I said, I have the blueprint of that. I think it's Sue always talks about this, and I think it's right. It's because people ask, oh, what should I do? And skincare is so subjective to whatever conditions your skin is. And I think that those conditions can shift, you know, from day to night, week to week, depending on like the conditions that you're living in.
So remove from cart, like adhering strictly to a plan with your skincare. I like that.
And yeah, I'm going to be honest, that is also, I have a problem with authority. Surprise, surprise. Like that, I feel that way about everything.
I hear you. What about you, Sue?
I don't know. I mean, I think remove from cart, I just think remove from cart anything that promises you, youth in a bottle. Do you know what I mean? Where, and some of it, like the first thing I was thinking about, because I love gua sha and I love face massages, you know, but like the things that people are promising with gua sha, you know, they're just like, it's a facelift, you're going to look like, you know, you got a facelift and, you know, there's lymphatic draining and all those things may be true to some degree, but I just think that what they're selling, I just don't believe it. And so I think anything that promises to turn back the clock so far, I'm always very skeptical of. Like I said, I think products and techniques that you do at home are really great if you just want to look like the best version of yourself, right?
Yeah. Or B minus, C plus. Yeah, yeah, we're good.
You're not
yeah.
gonna, you're, you know, no amount of gua sha is going to give you the firmness of, you know, a 15-year-old. So I just like, to me, when I see that, I was just wonder like how many people are there aggressively taking a stone to their face, you know, 2 hours a day in hopes that it will.
Hoping.
Yeah. Do something that drastic. And I just don't think that's true. I think they're all healthy and I think that it all helps, but it's not like a magic solution.
Well, then on the add to cart side, what are there? Tell me like one or two beauty products that like we need to know about. What should we add to cart? I know you brought examples. Mm-hmm. It sounded like.
Oh, I did bring examples.
Since you've been holding up jars.
I know. You know what? I need reminders. Well, okay. So a big thing in K-beauty is that maybe isn't so familiar, I think, to this is like the idea of toning lotions. This is almost mm-hmm. out. This is from Good Light. So you think that, you know, it's like
the very Good Light. It's we've had the founder. Oh, good. Well, he wasn't the founder then. David. We've had him on the podcast.
Yeah.
So they're toning lotion.
So good. And okay. So this is, it's basically the consistency of water, which is very, I think, deceiving because you think that unless it's goopy and there's serum and it's like thick, you know, that it's not, but, I'm not a scientist, but I think because of the lightness of it, because it is the texture of water, it absorbs into your skin. And I find that when I use this before I put on anything else, everything seems to absorb a lot better. Do you ever get that feeling that it's just sitting on top of your skin and then it's, what yes. are you doing? It's just evaporating off or you're just, you know, it's wiping it off.
Or getting on the pillow.
So to me that's like a big thing is that whatever you're doing to prep the skin for that serum or that moisturizer. And then this is a friend of yours and I am a big face oil person. And it really pisses me off when I spend a lot of money on face oil. And I'm like, I just put olive oil on my face. Like this is like, I might as well gone into my kitchen, poured grape seed oil. And that would have been that. And I've spent money on that. So this is a skincare brand. It's called Blunt. And they have a lot of ones. But this is what was my favorite. It's called the Pure CBD Balancing Face Oil. And can we talk about Blue Tansy? What the hell is that? It's so good. Why does it smell like that? It's so amazing.
Oh, you like it? This is a smell you can deal with.
This is a smell I can deal with. It's almost, and it goes away immediately. It's almost like a fruit smell. Do you know what I mean? Like it smells like a fruit, not necessarily like an herb, which I also love, by the way, but I can't use stuff that the smell then sits on your face. But there's something about this that the consistency of this oil. Do you ever use a face oil where you're just, it's just, so you're like, this is never going to absorb into my skin. I'm just a greasy pan of French fries. Like this is, and you're kind of just wiping it on your arm. You know, you're just trying to get it off of your face at some point. This stuff absorbs really quickly, which to me is the sign of a really good face oil is how not greasy your face is after using the oil. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you're getting some Blue Tansy, some CBD. I imagine there's antioxidants and all of that.
Yeah, it's just something about it. I put it on. I'm like, wow, this is doing something because my face does feel
brighter.
Better
person.
I'm a better person. I'm going to be nicer to my kids. I'm going to drink my vegetables. But those are
not overpromising, guys. We don't overpromise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What about you, Koo?
Of that brand, I really love the Blunt Moonrock. I put that in our chat just now. This is, so it's a full spectrum CBD, and it's got this blend has like prickly pear, sea buckthorn, argan.
Also very good.
It's really, really good. I also love the Good Light products. I use all three. I love the cleanser, the product that Sue mentioned, and also the serum.
The serum is so good. Have you tried the serum, Jen?
I have not. Again. But now... I'm being really swayed. Mm-hmm. That's a good brand. It's, also, I like their whole premise.
Yeah, so. It's heavy rotation. Heavy rotation, as they say.
Got it. Love it.
Yes.
So Now we have new stuff to add to cart. Thank you.
Yeah.
But before I let you guys go, we also do at the end of our podcast, the Fat Mascara 5, which is basically we ask the same 5 questions of everyone. So I'm going to ask you both those. The first is, what beauty or grooming product you first fell in love with? Sue, what was the first thing you fell in love with?
So I was thinking about this. The first beauty product that I fell in love with, of course, has to be eyeliner. You know, as a as an Asian woman, we are eyeliner is our secret weapon. And I can't believe they still make this. The Revlon Fabuliner.
Oh, you went all in. You were like all grown up from the beginning.
It has a gold top. And I remember putting this on and it not moving. And, you know, because I have, you know, oily lids, like, you know, eyeliner doesn't stay on. And this I remember. And boy, did I go to town with it. You know?
What was your color of choice?
Black.
You don't have something like this.
Black.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it. Black. And nice and thick, you know, just on the edge of goth. That was the thing that I fell in love with.
Cool. What about you?
Sue already mentioned it earlier as a negative, but we were young and we didn't know better. Noxzema. When Rebecca Gayheart cleaned that face, that pluck, that feeling of just rubbed raw and menthol like cleanliness.
I'm gonna whip my head up and my long curls are gonna like cascade and my face, they're somehow not gonna be wet and my face is gonna be
that coupled with my mother's olive oil of Olay.
Back when it was called Oil of Olay, yes. I think it was just like Olay now. Yeah, no. Olay used to be, I mean, that was their like original name.
Oh,
I think they dropped the Oil of somewhere along the line.
Oh,
but it was a classic. It's a classic.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, because you dried it out with the Noxzema, so you got to put the moisture back in and end up right where you were from the beginning.
I mean, it's just a nasty cycle.
And how many of us have been to so many Macy's Clinique giveaways?
Oh my God, Clinique. Clinique was the one. When we were kids.
Black Honey was my first lipstick. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh yeah.
Wow, Black Honey, nice.
Yeah. Silver
Subversive.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, if there's one rule that you wish everybody would follow, what would it be?
The first thing that comes to mind is like, it has nothing to do with beauty, a little bit about safety, which is if when you're driving, use your signals, everyone. Maybe something happened recently.
I literally was going to say, so far, I don't know if we're 100 for 100, but every LA person we've had on the show mentions a traffic rule, which while other people are like, be kind, don't always wash your face before you go to bed. LA people are like, use your signal. Thank you for continuing that trend.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Sue, what about you? What's a rule everybody should follow?
I think save some of the good stuff for the people you love the most.
Aww.
I think what I tend to do is I tend to like go in work mode and my friends and then I come home to my kids and my partner and I'm just like, you know, garbage human. I'm like, I'm tired. Don't, you know. So I'm really trying to hold on to that. I'm really trying to do a little bit less so I have a little bit more at the end of the day. It's not
for
working.
For the people that matter.
Yeah,
I love that.
But I don't want to give away any of, I get the best of Sue. So if you could take it's away true. From other parts
Tuesdays,
of your life.
Tuesdays when we record, don't come near me afterwards. I've given it all to Koo. All the serotonin has been released.
Okay, cool. What's your favorite snack?
Cheese, and it shows.
Which cheese? I mean, let's get specific here.
Oh.
Do we like an aged Gouda? Are we going creamy?
Oh, God, interesting. I love a smoked Gouda. That Applewood smoked Gouda is very delicious. Last night I had some Adil Havarti.
Adil Havarti? What the hell is going on?
What's funny is I know exactly.
What the hell is going
on? Because it's like the crappiest grocery store. You can still find it. Dil Havarti.
Dil Havarti.
Do you go straight Dil Havarti or are you going to get like a delivery device and a cracker or something? How do we
eat
it?
You know, sometimes I love a Applegate. And, you know, Applegate charcuterie, you know, just a sliced salam. And then sometimes I'll do a cracker too. You know, maybe yesterday I made myself my own little platter that had grapes on a wooden board. Sue me.
No, I like it. Your favorite snack seems to be like charcuterie board, yes. like just supplies, yes. whatever they may be, like salamis, cheeses, crackers. I love
fruits,
it.
Fruits, yes.
Sue, what about you? What's your favorite snack?
Okay, I've talked about this. I'm still obsessed with it. It's this snack called Chingoo, C-H-I-N-G-O-O. You can go to their Instagram site and then you can order it. Like this person makes it, I mean, batch by batch. I mean, it's talk about homemade. I have talked about this. I have posted about it. I have gotten probably more DMs from people, strangers that have ordered it and been like, WTF, this has changed my world.
What is it?
So they only have two flavors. It's a Korean, it's an Asian inspired Chex Mix.
And I was like, okay, are we going crunchy, soft?
Yes.
Okay, it's crunchy.
It's salty. It's a little sweet. It's super crunchy. That's how I like my snacks. And it comes in regular and then it comes in a spicy flavor. That's also very good.
Sue, did you say the name?
Yes, it's Chingoo. C-H-I-N-G-O-O, which means friend in Korean. And you can just DM them. I found it at first. So I walked into one of those like little fancy bodegas in Los Feliz or somewhere in LA. And I was like, oh, this is kind of everything I love. It's a little umami, it's sweet, it's salty, it's crunchy. And then as soon as I ate it, I was like, I must order so many boxes of this. So I have a lot of it all the time.
Delicious. Mm-hmm, okay, what's the most played song on your favorites playlist right now? Or just heavy rotation if you don't feel like.
This will be embarrassing for me.
Okay. Oh, I cannot wait.
We've had parents be like, it's some Wiggles song. So like, I get it, but be honest. What's your...
No.
The one that I'm listening to on heavy rotation, I'm really pushing this, you guys, is a cover of a...
Stop trying to make rotation happen. Okay, cool.
Hashtag rotation. It's a cover of a Brandi Carlile song. It's The Story, and the cover is by Dolly Parton. Are you guys familiar with the Brandi Carlile song? It kind of applies. I was to this podcast and to what we've been talking about, because in the song, the lyric goes, "You see the lines across my face; they tell the story of who I am."
Yes.
So many stories of where I've been and how, you know, and it continues that way. When Brandi Carlile has this amazing voice that like just hits to the heart of you. And then when Dolly sings it, it brings this other level, kind of a la how when Johnny Cash did the cover of Dirt. You know,
yes,
where
that's one of my heavy rotations. I'm feeling bad about myself.
Yes.
I put it on and just get even darker in there.
But I think what's so funny, and it does make me laugh, is like Dolly probably has less lines of her face than a much younger Brandi Carlile. And God bless.
She has the symbolic.
Exactly.
Lines. She has, you know,
exactly.
Dolly carries the weight of all of us at whatever age. Please,
yes,
she's ageless.
I love her.
I cannot wait to listen to it. Sue, what is your song?
My song is on the way other side of the spectrum. I don't even know who this artist is. This is someone my kids list. Pink Sweats. Do you guys know who this person is?
Pink Sweats. I know Blackpink.
Okay, Pink Sweats. The whole album is great. And it's this song called At My Worst. And it's basically K-pop, but it's not. It's not a K-pop band. I think he's like an R&B singer. I don't know. He's a pop singer. It's
Pink
called Pink Sweats.
At My Worst.
At My Worst. And it's super poppy. It's melodic. Yeah, it sounds like K-pop. And it's really fun. And there's something about, I like pop songs when they're a little bit subversive, you know, to love somebody when they're at their worst. And so that's my rotation.
Okay, two new things to add. Okay, last question. This is funny. I was thinking about this. I was like, I feel like Koo actually did this. Nobody else that I've had on the show has. If there would be a movie made about your life, who would narrate it? So I don't know where you want to go with that, Koo, but you answer.
I'll answer. I would take the voice of the current and former MTV Cribs, Miss Soo Chin Park would narrate it.
What if by the Bayside?
I love that.
Really? Wow. Gee, that's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Do I have to say Kula?
No, you do not.
Okay, no, that's I love that. I love that. Sue, what's your answer for this one?
Well,
if you had a movie made about
your
life.
I was thinking about it, but I wanted like a sweet melodic voice. I wanted someone who sparked joy and who has sparked joy in my house. And everybody in my home is obsessed, and so is America, maybe the world, with Chef Tabitha Brown.
Chef Tabitha Brown.
This is one of those things where like you think everybody knows what you're talking about. I have no idea who that is.
Same.
What?
I'm looking up.
You guys don't know who Tabitha Brown is?
I like how this went full circle all the way back to Sue tells you something and
I can't
it's just
believe
big
it.
Part of her world and not
Wait,
ours.
Yeah.
Tell us, who is
discover
she?
Discover Tabitha Brown. I don't even know. I mean, she's a national treasure. But Tabitha
what
Brown.
What nation?
Our national treasure, the nation we live in.
The United States.
The United States. And she blew up over the pandemic doing these vegan chef recipes on TikTok.
That
blew up. And so now she's like a huge star. Oprah, she's a big deal. And she does these recipes, but it isn't about the recipes because I haven't cooked one recipe of hers, but my kids and I are obsessed with her. She has this way of talking and it's very, I can't even do it. I mean, we do it at home jokingly, like this, like that. She's got a little bit of a Southern twang. Everything is very breathy and everything is very, very preschool. You know, like, okay, so this is what we're going to do with the paprika. You know, that
I
sort
am
of thing.
Soothed already.
And
too.
She has these phrases where she says, you know, we're going to add a little paprika like this, like that. And she just has these little fun phrases. And I thought if I were to narrate my dark, lonely life, I would want it to be narrated by the opposite, you know what I mean? With an energy.
Juxtaposition.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So there was irony and that people could get something out of it and not be so depressed, you know? So her voice came to my mind. It's someone anytime I hear her voice, it instantly is a mood booster for me.
I cannot wait to
you
get
guys,
deep
me too.
Into Tabitha
I'm
Brown.
Going to get so many texts from you guys when you discover her. She can do no wrong.
Wow.
This woman is and I think I'm not in I'm in the full majority. I think there was
You guys have to have her on Add to Cart.
Oh, well, she's too big. She's too big.
She's too high.
She's so
Put it
big.
On your mood board or whatever.
She's too
you know?
Big. She's too
or
big.
Dream board, whatever that thing is that people do.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Really?
I wouldn't be able to
I'm
do it.
I'm going to talk to the Limonada people for you.
Thank
and
you.
Make this happen.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Well, Jen.
Because I love your show and I love that.
Jen, will you come? Will you come and do our show?
I would love to. I would be honored to. What if I bring Tabitha, like, just
whoa,
as, like, a surprise guest?
Whoa.
You guys have me on, and then I'm like, by the way.
Pop up.
You don't
like,
even need to bring Tabitha,
I'm
going to
promise
Jen.
That just so we actually get this scheduled and do it. How about
you don't
that?
Even need to promise that, Jen. Just,
okay.
You need to
this
come
was so,
with all of your
my beauty knowledge.
Yes, and your sleep
and
knowledge.
And sleep knowledge. I know. I learned a lot from you guys. Thank you for all the add to carts. Thank you for sharing the, you know, remove from carts. This was so great. Thanks for coming on Fat Mascara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.